Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Over the next 90 minutes, you'll be introduced to a trio of new television ventures. In order, they are Nuestra TV, Blockboard, and Chime TV. All three plan to launch during or near the second half of this year. Chief executives, Alberto Pardo, Matt Wasseloff, and Faith Batista. And all three join me next in Internet Radio Exclusives. Also ahead, Kerry Washington's TV series return, our classic trivia question, and what's up Google Sleeve? You may be surprised, and that's our takeaway of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and then on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Reason, and Burble. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. And in case you don't know, it's Friday the 13th, and this also just in. Happy birthday, Gary. My brother has his birthday today. Love you always and forever. Great to have you with us wherever you are across the country, around the world, for the program about TV's current and future. 70 degrees at the top of the hour. We have a very unusual theme episode for you today, and we invite you to get really involved with the program and our guests. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. We've got our chat room business for you, so use it. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon in your Blog Talk Radio speaker, tune in, stream, follow the instructions, and other people live with you. Alberto Pardo from Nuestra TV joins us live from Miami after these news notes. Kerry Washington is ready for new action starring in a television series. Hulu has signed the star of Scandal to play a single mom in Unprisoned, created by Tracy McMillan and inspired by incidents in her life. Washington's character in this half-hour comedy is a relationship therapist whose father, fresh out of jail, played by Delroy Lindo, moves in with her and her son. Parent Disney's Onyx Collective created a prison, and both Washington and McMillan, along with Lindo, serving as executive producers. Married with Children, remember that program? Was Fox's first hit sitcom from 1987 to 1997, and it's on the comeback trail as a tune. Sony Pictures Television, which made the original series for Fox, developing an animated offshoot with the original cast, including Katie Sagal, Ann O'Neill, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino, voicing their original roles. Family Guy executive producer and writer Alex Carter will serve as showrunner. No word yet which network will take the show or when. Now, quickies, more Hulu activity in the last hour. A second season of 2021 miniseries Nine Perfect Strangers is close to a green light. Nicole Kidman and Melissa McCarthy co-starred in the original miniseries. General Hospital's 15,000th episode will run on ABC June 17th. The daytime drama marks 6 decades in existence next year on ABC from the start. The current 500 champion Austin Dillon will open his life and that of family members for USA Network. Life in the Fast Lane's first USA episode plays June 23rd. And season 4 of the award-winning FX hit What We Do in the Shadows will begin on July 12th. And that is news notes for today. And let's get right to it. But with the first of our three interviews about new forming ventures, joining us live from Miami, the chief executive of Nuestra, or our TV, Alberto Pardo. Alberto, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Very happy to be today with you guys.
What is Nuestra TV, and how long has it been in development for?
Actually, Nuestra TV, it's a new and free ad-based video streaming platform, which is an AVOD, is what the business that we are. And basically, we created to entertain, educate, and empower the Hispanic audiences across cultural diversity, generations, and devices, of course. We have been working in this project since maybe 18 months ago. Actually, it was my idea. I decided to go into this space because we really see a very big opportunity in terms of how to reach the new generations and the current generations of Hispanics today, and also because the mobile Hispanic market has evolved pretty fast. and of course the OTT or the, you know, the all these trends that is happening right now in the U.S. where the linear TV is decreasing and all the consumption from the OTTs are increasing dramatically, we see an opportunity to come and to come with a very nice product for the Hispanic audiences in the U.S.
And I understand that this is both a multi-channel bundle, and it's also an on-demand service with something like 15,000 hours of programming. How did you determine what channels you would select for the bundle and what channels will be available on demand?
Well, basically what we are trying, we think very much on the client side. So right now, as you mentioned before, we already have 15,000 hours, a little more than 15,000 hours, but it's pretty much a lot of type of, course, we know the categories that are more or are more engaging now than on the other, than others that are not. But at the end of the day, the answer is going to be the data, how we analyze and how we treat all the analytics and the data coming from the people that are streaming. And, of course, this is a machine learning tool in the back that is going to give us the result of the next generation of content. So today we got basically a lot of type of content, content from, you know, comedy, sports, novelas, which is also very important, the cooking material, kids, I mean, all type of content for the Latino home or for the Latino community. But as I mentioned before, I think the most important thing is what the algorithm is going to tell us, what is happening inside the app, and the algorithm will determine the future of the content of the app.
And what are some of the channels that will be on the bundle? What kind of genres of programming are you going to be showcasing? And just talk a little bit about what the bundle is going to do.
We, you know, basically what we are working with many companies or content production companies for TV channels here in Latin America, in the U.S., and also in Spain. So we are going to have plenty of content coming, you know, from comedy, I would say, country network, novelas like Caracol, the guys that did the El Capo and all these narco series from Colombia, or also with a Spanish production company that did, for instance, La Casa de Papel. We are also working with them to bring some of their content here. Also, Gold TV, for instance, which is very relevant in the U.S. and things like that. Those are some examples of the type of company that we're working with.
Mm-hmm. I believe we may have a call on the line, so let's go for it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Go ahead, you're on the air. Okay, guess not. We'll give it a try later on. But if anyone want to make a call, make it 646-652-2906 or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Alberto, one of the controversies still with Spanish language television is that while it has grown in terms of the kind of programming you can see, whether it's on Televisa Univision, whether it's on Telemundo, Canela Media, et cetera, that particularly with scripted TV, there still is not a lot of original programming produced in the United States by Latinos, for Latinos, et cetera, whether it is in Spanish, bilingual, or in English. What effort is your service doing to try to encourage producers who want to produce bilingual or Spanish language or English language programming for Latinos to hook up with your service?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you just mentioned. I think the biggest portion of the Latinos in the U.S. are or Spanish dominant or bilingual, which means first generation and second generation Latinos. And I think there's a lack of content for the bilingual community. You see, Univision and Telemundo are very focused on the Spanish dominant, but I think there's a lack of content going to the bilinguals. There's a huge opportunity there. I think, on the other hand, that the Telemundo and Univision are very focused also on novelas and those type of series that we consider the older generation. So there's a huge opportunity as well to engage with younger generations that are more maybe on the short format, or they tend to like shorter format than the typical 60 minutes or an hour or maybe 45 minutes like the Univision Telemundo. So I think there's an opportunity on those sides, and I think the TV for the Hispanics is going to evolve pretty much for a shorter format in the next. We're going to see maybe 20-30% of all the content on all the OTTs reaching Latinos coming from short formats, which I think it's more flexible, cost less money to produce, and I think delivers more and more engagement. And I also believe that this type of content is going to be easier to generate engagement with social media platforms, and of course in the future to create a gateways for making real like a live TV shopping and things like that are really coming in the next in the next decade.
Nuestra TV, otherwise known as RTV, will be premiering soon on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. It's also a multi-channel bundle as well. And it's the first of our three new programming services we are featuring on this special Friday edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Joining me live from Miami is the chief executive of the service, Alberto Pardo. If you have a question or comment for him, make a phone call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next week, because of all the big upfront activity from players like Warner Bros. Discovery, NBC Universal, Televisa, Telemundo, etc., we won't be with you on Monday. We will be with you next Thursday and Friday. And remember last week at the Deal Content New Fronts, I said that one of the big stories was Roku declaring we are going to offer people the opportunity to shop through their television set without having to use a smartphone. Well, Thursday on Tomorrow Be Televised, my lead guest will be the Roku person who is going to supervise that venture. Her name is Christina Shepherd. She is head of agency partnerships, and you'll hear her and what Roku is going to do starting this summer right here exclusively next Thursday, 3:10 Eastern New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Alberto, your organization did a new front event last Thursday. What's been the reaction from advertisers and from the Latino community?
I think the reaction has been amazing. We have a lot of contacts. We got a lot of brands asking questions, really very excited about this new offer in the market. So, I think there's a huge movement towards the cooperation and towards to support this, I would say, Hispanic community. So there's a lot of appetite from the branding side and from the agency side, and it's been amazing the reaction of the brands and of the agencies of this new product. Amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that Nuestra TV is from a company called AdsMobile, which has done mobile ads for the Latino community. You get on your smartphone. Any word yet on the ability of some of those advertisers to join in with Nuestra? Have you heard from some of those people saying, okay, we love the track record from AdsMobile, let's jump into what you're doing?
Great question. Yes, our origins are from mobile, and actually we were the first mobile ad network launched for the U.S. Hispanic market in the U.S. almost 10 years ago. So we've been in the market a lot. We know the market, we know the consumers, we know the Latinos, and basically this is a natural evolution of the business, because what is going to happen in the next years is that maybe the linear TV is going to still decreasing a lot, and of course all the mobile devices are going to be the center of the new TV. The OTTs and the connected TVs and everything are going to be the next TV. So as mobile needs to be, of course, in this new way of consuming TV content or video content, and that's why we decided to do or to launch this new product.
I was going to ask this a little later in the half hour, but I'll do it now, because one of the things that came out of the Digital Content New Front, as I mentioned earlier, was Roku deciding we're going to do shoppable ads, we're going to make sure it's all on the TV set so that you don't have to use a smartphone, you just use your voice control remote to do all the ordering and the buying process and so forth. We're hearing a lot about interactive ads. I'll talk about interactive content. Are there any plans for Nuestra TV to do things like interactive content or interactive advertising or shopping?
Yes, absolutely, yes. We are launching now, which is our first step, but we got to, in the plan, maybe 5, 4, 6, 7 more steps. One of them is absolutely try to go to the live shopping business, which I think is going to be a very big part of the business for the TV in the future. So that's absolutely on the plan. And interactive content is something that we are already considering. But right now we are very focused on the launching of the company, so we are very busy trying to make sure that everything is working properly, that we can, of course, help out the advertisers and the agencies trying to reach in us. So we are going to be a little busy in the next 2-3 months trying to, to make sure that everything is working properly, and we got a big plan for the upcoming future for those interactive new things that we are going to be able to do in the platform.
Mm-hmm. How is Nuestra TV going to reach viewers? Are you trying to, in terms of being distributed to them, are you looking at aligning with a smart TV sets like Vizio, Samsung, et cetera, as well as multi-channel bundles, or are you self-distributing the service? How will this reach viewers?
Yeah, we want to be everywhere. I think we are going to use every single distribution channel that we can. As of today, we are going to launch it, of course, in the App Store, in the Google Play Store, in Roku, in Fire TV, Xbox, and on Amazon devices. And, of course, in Samsung apps, in Samsung TV, LG TV. Those are the plans for now, and of course, as long as we see more opportunities for distribution, we're going to be there for sure. We want to have all kind of distributions. We are going to be there.
Since the announcement last Thursday, when you had your NewFront presentation, have you heard from producers suggesting, hey, I want to propose a new scripted series or an unscripted series or a made-for-TV movie or a nonfiction program? Are you getting proposals? What sort of reaction are you getting from the creative community?
Yes, actually, I maybe have received more 30 or 40 messages on my LinkedIn account coming from producers, people that already have productions that they want to distribute on Nuestra, or people that is willing to help us to produce whatever we need. I mean, production capabilities, or if they want to co-produce. But I think that's a very important window that it's always open for both type of business, the ones that already have something already produced that they want to distribute in our channel, or something that maybe we want to co-produce or produce with them, depending on the brands, depending on the type of content that we want to do. But yes, amazing the response that we have received from the production teams. As I mentioned before, many messages, emails, everything.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Nuestra TV, the first of our 3 new programming ventures you're hearing about this Friday afternoon on this edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. We've got Alberto Pardo. He is the chief executive of Nuestra. He joins us live from Miami this half hour. And if you have a comment or thought or question or many minutes with him, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. 1 week from today on Tomorrow Be Televised, among our guests, we will have a founding father of syndication and television. He was the person to put telepictures on the map, which shows like the People's Court. And he now has a new act involved with Chicken Soup for the Soul production company Helicon Studios that's working on original scripted and unscripted shows for the Chicken Soup for the Soul channel, as well as Crackle, the mega content service. His name is Michael J. Solomon. He is one of the kingpins of syndication history, and he'll be with us live next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. The new senior advisor of Helicon Studios, Michael J. Solomon, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And by the way, stay tuned. Our next half hour, in addition to our guests, we have our classic trivia question of the week, and we have a very special announcement about a new way, starting today, you can catch our program. So stay tuned for that. In the press release that came out last week, it mentioned that there's some other arenas that Nuestra TV wants to get into, things like gaming, user-generated content a la YouTube, live news, music events. Talk about those ambitions and when that will happen.
Thank you. Yes, amazing question. And I believe that, I would say, Nuestra TV 2.0 or 2.0, we are going to start, we are starting with only video streaming, but we are going to move very rapidly to other ways of distributing content. Maybe podcast will be the next one. And, of course, gaming, we are in the middle of negotiations and integrations for the next phase of the platform. There's one very important thing that we also maybe discovered in the live events that are coming from especially the Latino community artists. You know, the Fonsecas, the Juanes, all those guys are incredibly doing a lot of concerts and live events in the U.S., and I think this platform will help them, of course, to connect with the, and engage with the users, specifically with the Hispanic community in the U.S. So we are going to try to, of course, get into that, the live events. I think we are going to launch the live events maybe for Q3 or Q4 this year. And podcast is going to be also for Q3 and Q4, and then maybe at the first quarter of 2023.
When you talk live events, most people, when it comes to Latino programming, think of either live music events, either concerts, or the award specials that do very, very well, like Premio Nuestro on Univision, or the Billboard Latin Music Awards that are on Telemundo. Are you going to try with Nuestro to sort of broaden the picture in terms of live events, for example, live theater involving Latino talent, or dance, or cultural events, or public or social outreach, community outreach?
Yes. You just touched the point. For instance, we want to go maybe not for the largest, of course, events that are already covered by others, by the largest TV networks, like Univision or Telemundo. We are thinking more on a very focused, more niche events, like maybe the Latin America fashion show that it's every year runs in Miami. Or, for instance, try to replicate or connect all the fans from Fonseca or from Juanes or from, I don't know, maybe J Balvin, all these artists that are doing concerts in the U.S. and they want to stream live to other areas where maybe they don't have the possibility to assist to the concert. So those are the type of things that we are going to do. Cultural is also very important as well, as you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, you're based in Miami, where a lot of the major Latino television networks are based. What about establishing a presence in other Hispanic centers of the United States, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Texas, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, actually, yes, we are based in Miami as a company, but we already have a footprint of people. Actually, we've got a team around 15 people across the U.S. Of course, New York is one of those cities that we got most of the people. Chicago, which is also a very important area for the Latino community and for the advertisement point of view. And, of course, L.A. is highly important because California is perhaps the most important Latino state in the U.S. So we also have a team over there in California. And after that, maybe considering Texas, but as I mentioned, as the business grow, we will start to having presence in every single state or city that we need or that we consider would be important for the business, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Alberto, what is it like personally for you to put this very ambitious service together? Certainly, I would think this is like the biggest project you've ever worked on or worked with?
Yes, you are right. This is the largest and the most significant, important project I ever done. I've been an entrepreneur in the past 22 years, and this is really perhaps the most ambitious project I've done. And the reason for that is, of course, the business is important. I want to continue growing my business. I want to definitely have a big company leading in the Hispanic industry and Latin America, all Spanish-speaking countries, including of course, the what we call the U.S. Hispanic. But I think there's something very relevant is that we really want to sort of relate it to our roots in Latin America. And I think the social component of Nuestra TV has to be how we can deliver parts of our culture to the people in the U.S. You know, imagine that you have a couple of kids that you are, I don't know, imagine that you were born in Colombia and you've been in the States living 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, and you got a couple of kids. And, of course, they are totally bicultural, more on the U.S. side than on the Latin America, because maybe they speak fully English. Sometimes maybe they don't speak as well as Spanish as the father would like to. But you also want them to keep in mind that their roots are from Latin America. So we are going to try to connect those passion points from the people living in the U.S. with their roots in Latin America. Food, religion, you know, many, many, many things that are happening in Latin America, music, folklore, many things that are very relevant in Latin America. We want to try to create that. Imagine a Wikipedia of the culture replicated in video. That's something that if you ask me, that would be my ambitious idea to have, and of course to project to the community in the U.S. The Latino community, of course.
And we should point out before you go, Alberto, that is also a very family-friendly service as well, with programming for all members of the family. The service, again, is called Nuestra TV, RTV. It'll be rolling out around the second half of this year on smart TV sets and smart devices, also as a multi-channel bundle. For more details about the service, you can go to www.nuestra.tv. That's www.nuestra.tv. Nuestra TV, coming your way during the second half of 2022. Alberto Pardo, the Chief Executive of Nuestra TV, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on the route to getting this off the ground. And I have a hunch that we're going to be talking to you and the folks who will be creating programs for you not too far down the road.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're very, very welcome, Alberto. Take care. Have a great fin de semana. Alberto Pardo from Nuestra TV joining us live from Miami. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way, but first, these words to find folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. Have you heard about Viola Davis's wonderful new book, Finding Me? It's a bestseller, and everybody's talking about it, about the extraordinary career and the extraordinary life of this marvelous actress that we've come to know, particularly over the last few years with projects like the TV series How to Get Away with Murder. And you can get a copy of that book right now in audio form. How? Through a one-month trial with Audible.com. Audible.com is by far the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 250,000 titles to choose from and exists in them on any device, including whatever you're hearing this on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. It's audibletrial.com/televised. And when you do, you get a free audio book, that one-month trial to check out, plus great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and while the supply lasts, important health and wellness information. And remember, if you're an Amazon Prime customer already, you get two audiobooks for the trial, including one for the growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's everything from original audio productions, podcast series, best of Broadway or Broadway regional theater, great one-woman, one-man shows, and a whale of a lot more. So how about checking out Audible.com and finding out how that service, can really change the way and transform the way, in fact, you hear the world. It makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For all details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. We're just getting started. We have two more new programming ventures to go. Coming up on our next half hour, we're going to find out how blockchain is going to get a service called Blockboard off the ground. We have the chief executive, Matt Wasseloff, who will join us live from Tenafly, New Jersey. And then, at the top of the hour, it's Chime TV, a new service covering Asian American talent, culture, and lifestyle. The person who runs the National Asian American Coalition, Faith Batista, she heads that service, and she will join us live at the top of the hour. Plus, classic trivia question of the week, takeaway of the week, and a whole lot more. It comes your way after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tuning.com. Together, reaching over 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you love very mysterious scripted radio from the days of the 40s and 50s, check out Erie House, today, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, the best mysterious old-time radio around, Eerie House. That's today, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best be charged 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our second half hour of this 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, devoted to new plumbing ventures coming out the second half of this year. Simon Avon with you live from New York. If you have a question or comment for our guest, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Our second chief executive of New Plumbing Venture is involved with a venture that also showed up at the Friars Club here in New York last Thursday, along with the rest of the digital content New Front. The project is called Blockboard and uses blockchain technology to not only get new content, but other things associated with that content off the ground. Joining us live from Tenafly, New Jersey, Chief Executive Matt Wasiloff. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
It is a pleasure. Matt, first of all, a number of years ago, it looked like there was going to be a movement to get new television services or content off the ground by using blockchain, cryptocurrency, and other advanced ways to finance, market, promote, and so forth. And unfortunately, the first wave of this a couple of years ago with companies that we covered like Singular DTV did not unfortunately get off the ground. It looks like finally it is, and you're one of the leaders in that. Why do you believe that?
Well, I believe in it because it's working. We're seeing such great success with any number of our advertisers. We've syndicated a number of shows, and the numbers that are coming back are off the charts successful. So I'm not only believing it, I'm seeing it, and it's been exciting. It's been an exciting 3 years.
Before I get into specifically Blockboard's work, particularly with content, explain how this technology of blockchain, how does it impact getting a show off the ground or impact maybe a better way to get commercials to people? Explain the modus operandi behind the technology.
So the blockchain is ultimately a public ledger. It's transparent. And that is one key component that's been lacking in digital media. Digital media is really run and operated by the largest companies in the world, namely Google and Facebook, that when they run their campaigns and deliver their content, they're doing it in a black box. So blockchain and the system we're using at Blockboard is Ethereum. We're opening that kimono. We're making the black box plexiglass. And so for our sponsors and our producers, they're seeing the success. They're seeing the metrics. It's all transparent and provided in real time. So for all of those reasons, mostly because it is a transparent public ledger, blockchain has been a revelation.
And in your case, Blockboard, are you using it in association with cryptocurrency or crowdfunding or lately NFTs?
No, that's our focus with blockchain and Ethereum is using it as an operating system. We're simply pushing out our video ads and our video content on this new operating system, Ethereum, and we're providing not only the transparency of all the metrics and performance, but we're validating all of that metric, all those metrics and all that performance. We're validating it to the use of what's called the smart contract. Smart contracts are endemic to blockchain, and it allows us to present all the parameters of that distribution and vet all the ad calls that come in, the billions and billions of ad calls that come in, and make sure that every single one is real. When we vet it and we validate it, we distribute it. And that is what's the game changer here at our company.
We're going to go in a little bit to the advertising side of this. Let's start first with the content side, Blockboard Studios. What kind of content do you want to produce, and what's already in the pipeline so far?
Sure. I just want to start off by saying you're having Michael Solomon on your podcast in a week, I think you said, in the next few days. That's how I started
Friday.
The TV business. next Friday, I worked for Michael at Telepictures. So I'm rooted in the television business. And what I learned from the TV business, I apply, and I have applied over the 20 years I've been in the digital video business. So I've put tens, if not hundreds, of shows online over the past 20 years. And I sold for Michael and Dick Robertson shows like People's Court, Friends, ER, Rosie O'Donnell. So I've been there, done that, and what's fascinating for me is as I look over the last 30 years, you know, how different it is distributing content in this new medium, which is digital. So, you know, you were asking me what shows we produced or what we're going to be pushing out. The big show that I'm returning here at Blockboard is produced by Jennifer Pate. The show that I had distributed years ago was called Jen and Barb Mom Life. We won a Webby Award, and our big sponsors were Kraft and Johnson & Johnson. We're bringing Jen back. She's now producing a show called Feel Ageless. And not only have we won sponsorship in the past with Henkel in 2020, 2021, we're now going to be signing new sponsors coming off of our upfront from last week. And we will be starting to distribute that in the fall. So Feel Ageless is one show in particular I'm really, really excited about. And we have others that we showcased at our up next upfront presentation last week. So there's any number of producers that we're excited about working with. And most importantly, on the advertiser side, and I know you said you'd get to that next, when we're showing how extraordinary the results are for our sponsors. So for Henkel, for instance, with Feel Ageless, they drove significant volumes of email registrations that they were able to capture at their company. And so for that reason, they were really excited about Feel Ageless. But we are not only distributing great new cutting-edge content, we're doing it on the back or for our advertisers who are driving significant performance and significant results.
Do you see Blockboard distributing and producing a wide variety of content, both scripted, unscripted, and even, I would say, semi or hybrid scripted?
Yeah, I would say mostly unscripted. We haven't seen an appetite, Simon, for the scripted genre that I was very involved with at Warner Brothers and Telepictures, you know, Friends and Family Matters and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, I've sold them all, and while that genre and that style was really strong on linear TV, I have not yet seen the appetite for it in digital. I think it will be there, and it will come, and we'll be ready to deliver it when it is. But today, the appetite seems to be for shorter form and unscripted programming, and those are the genres we're going to be focused on.
Mm-hmm. We should point out that earlier this week we had the executive producer of The Quest, the new series on Disney Plus that launched on Wednesday, which is a hybrid scripted where the contestants are put into a storyline in a fantasy world and have to maneuver themselves and all sorts of interesting challenges. So we'll see how that pops up. We're speaking with Matt Losseloff. He is the head of Blockboard, which is the new programming venture that is going to be rolling out throughout the rest of 2022, second of three point ventures we're spotlighting on this episode of Smart Be Televised. Tom, I'm with you live from New York. Matt joins us live from Tenafly, New Jersey, this half hour. You have a question or comment for him? Don't be shy. Use that phone, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up, by the way, the week after next, we will have a three-episode week to wrap up May, and already we have some wonderful guests for you. On Monday, that's a week from Monday on our program, among our guests, we'll have the executive producer and showrunners of the new Disney Channel series, Ultraviolet and Black Scorpion, one of two that will premiere back-to-back the first week of June. Their names are Leo Chu and Eric Garcia, and they have a great track record when it comes to shows that are family-friendly. Then, on a special Wednesday edition, among our guests from the Weather Channel in Español, which premiered earlier this month, we'll have the editor-in-chief, the chief executive of the service, Susie Ruiz. And to wrap up, the day before Memorial Day weekend, on May 27th, among our guests from the new AMC series Dark Winds, executive produced by Robert Redford and George R. R. Martin, the creator of Game of Thrones, other wonderful things, the creator executive producer, Graham Rowland. And that's just the starter of what you can hear the final week of May, Monday, Wednesday, Friday that week, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Matt, how will the programming get to the viewer? Is it going to be self-distributed? Are you going to go through smart sets and smart devices? Explain the distribution process, if you will.
Yeah, we fashioned the distribution process based on what the advertisers' KPIs are, meaning their key performance indices. Whatever when they're telling us we want to reach a woman 25-54, that's how we build our distribution. So oftentimes we'll use the big social media portals such as Facebook or YouTube. We'll distribute it there, and then we will push out promos with our sponsors that will promote the programming to that woman 25-54. So that's how we model our distribution for the programming.
What's been the advertiser reaction so far?
Advertiser reaction has been really strong. I've mentioned Henkel as one of our charter sponsors. We've had we worked with a local hospital here in New Jersey, Englewood Health, that sponsored Laughter is the Best Medicine, which was our show that we featured from the Friars Club, and we showed last week at our upfront. We've also created programming for 8 o'clock coffee, Be Your Own Barista, it was called, and that got great results, and they continue to be a renewing customer. That show is produced by Insana Entertainment, Ron Insana's production company. So we've had a few big successes, but this is a big fall season, upcoming fall season for us, and we're excited to get after it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the event you did at the Friars Club, which was the tail end of the New Fronts last week. How did it go? And what surprised you? I'm curious, what surprised you about reaction to the event that you didn't expect?
That's a great question. I went in with my TV lens and my TV history, really showcasing this new great digital content. And what surprised me was the powerful reaction, the positive powerful reaction we got for our technology platform. So our technology platform is called MyBlockboard, and obviously our company is Blockboard. But our technology is really powering these great results for advertisers, and that's what the marketplace was really responsive to, most responsive to. So we're excited, actually, of coming off this upfront, and we not only unveiled our technology platform to this audience, but now we're going to be rolling out the self-service of this My Blockboard platform. So that was where we got the most positive reaction and feedback from our Up Next event.
You mentioned that blockchain, one of the ideas is to match the advertiser to a series or a special, whatever the program is, mm-hmm. in format.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also looking at it as a way to free up the advertisers to create commercials specifically for the show, and not just the standard 30 or 60 second spot, but also maybe an interactive ad or an ad that you may be able to order product or services from and not have to go to a smartphone, which is what Roku is talking about. I'm going to get to that a little bit, but the idea of doing different types of ads.
Yes, and that's a great question as well. Simon, the advertisers want more control. So, as I was saying earlier, we're rolling out our self-service platform. They want their hands on the keyboard, and they also want their hands more involved in the creative. So they're taking our show concepts, and we're starting to create more custom content that entails the talent of these shows driving interactivity. So, we did that with Feel Ageless, and Jennifer Pate said at the end of the spots, the custom spots that we created, click now to win a washer and dryer. And Henkel was able to promote their all-liquid detergent by driving that interactive message, getting people to click and enter their emails. And for Henkel to get 80,000 email registrations was a huge home run. That was the driver. That was what they were most excited about. So our advertisers are sort of telling us, this is how we want to take your programming. This is the direction we want to go. We want it to be more interactive. We want to drive results. And we're going to use your talent and your production to do that. So that is precisely how our advertisers are driving our content and our technology.
You mentioned Ron Ensana a moment ago, the former anchor at CNBC. He's also a senior analyst there. So he's contributed to programs. Now he's running his own company. And he's doing a show called The American Table. What's that all about?
That's great. Yep, we're excited about that, Simon, because it's a show where he's going to host with Noel Nickpour, who's also a political correspondent on the cable networks. They're going to co-host a roundtable, if you will, of people talking about the issues and talking about, you know, their politics and talking about, you know, the direction they want to take and see the country go. And the American Table is really we're positioning it to those political advertisers. Obviously, there are a great many of them that want to get a seat at the table. And so we have a number of great, exciting conversations going with any number of candidates are looking to get involved in this. And Ron is producing this production, correct. That's one of the shows that we featured last week at Are Up Next.
Now, laughter is the best medicine. I think some people may finally remember the Reader's Digest feature that was in every issue, which was sort of these anecdotes that made you chuckle to have your spirits lifted up a bit. What kind of series are we talking about with this project?
Yeah, it was born in the pandemic, Simon, so it kind of took a turn where we were originally concepting it to be hosted at the Friars Club. It wasn't long after we started to put that show out in the marketplace that the pandemic hit and the Friars Club closed their doors. So we quickly pivoted. Ron took the production remote and basically shot interviews over Zoom with the Legends of Comedy. And when we signed Englewood Health, what was interesting is they originally wanted to just be, you know, part of fun, uplifting content. And what quickly happened is as the hospital got slammed during the pandemic, they asked us not only to be a sponsor and partner of the show, they asked our Legends of Comedy to cut public service announcements, compelling the people in the community to come to the hospital if they needed help. So we put, you know, comedians ranging from Robert Klein to Kevin Pollak on the seat to say, hey, if you're not feeling well, no better place than Englewood Health. Go to the hospital. Get that help that you need. And it was incredible the kind of response rates and engagement rates we generated from this campaign. It ran for 2 years. We got tremendous talent. We were the last interview. Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. it'll come to me. But we got a legendary interview from one of the top comedians that just passed here in the last 6 months. So Ron did an amazing job of really building something very special over a very difficult time, and we truly brought laughter during a tough time for the country, and then specifically for the Bergen County Englewood community.
We're talking about Blockboard, the booming service that uses blockchain technology to link both advertisers and content, and with several projects now in the works that will hopefully be coming your way in the next few months as the second half of 2022 rolls on and beyond. We're speaking with the chief executive of the service, Matt Wasseloff. He joins us live from Tenafly, New Jersey this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Sam, I'm going to you live from New York. Thank you again for being with us and being this part of your Friday afternoon. If you have a question or comment in a meeting minutes with Matt, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Stay tuned. Coming up at the near the top of the hour, I've got our classic trivia question of the week and a brand-new announcement about a new way starting today after we go off the air at 4:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Pacific, that you can take our show anytime you like. So stay tuned for that. What was your general thinking about the new fronts? And, you know, in checking that out all last week long, what was your key takeaways about where we're going in the world of television?
Yeah, I mean, in the world of television, I mean, obviously the real TV upfronts are happening next week by the TV networks. I would say, you know, digital is in a bad way, Simon, to be candid with you. You know, the companies that are running the digital community, such as Facebook and Google, YouTube, and such, you know, I would call it a mess, to be frank. I would call it a mess, which is why I'm so compelled to really deliver this new solution that I call Web3, which is utilizing blockchain to decentralize the industry. The leaders of our industry who are operating really in a black box are making it really, really hard for the advertisers and the advertisers to embrace new content and distribute new content, you know, to operate in a black box. You know, when you think about it, Simon, the origins of TV, right? We were all working off the same sheet of music, which was the Nielsen ratings. And you knew how a show delivered on a day-by-day basis. If it wasn't real time, it was darn close. So you don't have that. You don't have any of those standard metrics or standard instruments to use to understand how your advertising and the content you're associating with is performing. So I call it a mess, and that's really what, you know, keeps me going. That's why I'm you know, I wake up every day. I want to fix that. So the new fronts, you know, I think I heard a lot of the same things I've been hearing over the last 5-10 years. You know, certainly there's some ideas out there, but I haven't necessarily seen a clear view of how we open up this marketplace so that there's a standard metric. You know, the Nielsen, they're in a bad way, right? I mean, everybody's looking for new measurement. There hasn't been one. And so I hear a cacophony. I hear a lot of noise. And I'm hoping that we could bring some, you know, some semblance of standardization to what is a very complex market.
Even with that, though, Matt, I think two things to me that really came through loud and clear is that we are now in an era where smart TV sets and smart TV devices are becoming the way people watch television. And it's come to the point where whether it's Samsung or Roku or Amazon or Vizio or LG, they're no longer just aggregating or collecting or curating channels and content. They're making the content. They're making the channels. They're creating the channel. They're creating the series. And the other thing that came through is that we have these multi-channel bundles now with together with these smart TV products. They are opening up the pipe for a huge number of new networks, many of them from independent players, many of them from people of color. We just had Nuestra TV. The last half hour, we're about to have Chime TV, which is an effort to deal with the Asian American community in our next half hour. You get the sense that there is a democratization of TV going on, and it can only serve both the viewer and the advertiser.
I think that's exciting. So I'm glad you brought that to the fore. There is a whole new energy that is coming. So on the flip side of the mess I was talking about, is the opportunity. It really is an open season now for any number of new companies to bring new content, new ideas, new methods of distribution to the marketplace. So well said, Simon. I completely agree with that. Yes.
And on that terrific optimistic note, we will leave the conversation there. Again, the name of the venture is called Blockboard. And if you want to find out more about it, here's where you go online, www.myblockboard.com. That's www.myblockboard.com. And Blockboard, using blockchain technology, matching advertising content, new series coming your way soon throughout the second half of 2022. And we have a good bunch beyond. Matt Wasseloff, the Chief Executive of the Service, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on the new blockchain Blockboard studios and the new shows you're doing, and on the event last week at the Friars Club. And hopefully we will catch you and your producers down the road.
Simon, thank you for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. All the greatest. Take care. Matt Wasseloff, the Chief Executive of Blockboard, joining us live from Tenafly, New Jersey. And now a special announcement, something that we have been working on for a very long time. Starting today, there is a brand new way that you can catch our program anytime you like. And it's on the web. It is a brand new website. And that new website is tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrow-will-be-televised.onpodium.com. And when you check it out, which you can now, you will find our latest episode at the top of the screen. You'll find a wonderful collection of recent episodes. You have an opportunity to post a message to us about what you'd like to hear on the program or your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going. And as time goes on, a whole lot more. So after we go off the air, if you'd like to check out more episodes anytime you like, the rest of today and throughout the weekend, go to Tomorrow Will Be Televised. That's hyphens between the words. Tomorrow Will Be Televised on podium.com. Tomorrow Will Be Televised on podium.com. And I want to thank Guitarist Bakus, who is our web coordinator, and all the gang at On Podium for making it happen. We've seen the prototype. We've checked it out over the last few months. And finally, we were able to get the deal done. And we're very, very excited. We hope it begins a new dimension to our program that you can use anytime you like, especially if you're not in the podcast. It's a great way on the web to check us out and tell your friends about it, too. So once again, our brand-new website, now operational, is tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. Now time for our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. We introduced the question on Monday. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win two books, the best-selling book, Binge Times, about where we're at in TV and where we're going, and A Rugrats Hanukkah. The question is this. On the TV series Quincy M.E., starring the great and wonderful Jack Klugman, what does M.E. stand for? On Quincy M.E., starring Jack Klugman, which, by the way, more episodes are available now on YouTube, what does M.E. stand for? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you email, to enclose your name and your mailing address. So if you're first with the correct answer, you win. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so. And all the very best. One more time, the question. On Quincy M.E., starring Jack Klugman, what does M.E. stand for? Get your entry in now, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we don't get a winner by the end today, post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum, Twitter UBC Simon TWT. In order to win, play in. Do it now. Excuse me. And all the very best. Our third new programming venture that we're highlighting comes your way after the top of the hour. It's called Chime TV. And you'll meet the person putting it together. She's not only the chief executive, she also heads the National Asian American Coalition. Her name is Faith Batista. She will join us shortly. Also, in our takeaway of the week, would you believe there's something up Google's sleeve that you ought to know about? And we'll tell you about it. Do that after we pause, the top of the hour, for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com, together reaching nearly 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Remember, BTR is your home for Sports Talk Saturday. Lots to talk about. Stanley Cup playoffs, Major League Soccer, National Women's Soccer League, of course, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball gearing up, and so much more. Sports Talk Saturday, tomorrow noon, 9 a.m. Eastern. That's noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Sports Talk Saturday here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our final half hour of this special edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, devoted to new programming ventures kicking off during the second half of 2022. And welcome to those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. Sun, I'm with you live from New York. It is 69 degrees at the top of the hour. And if you have a question or comment for our final guest of this day, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker and Tuner Radio. But don't forget our chat room is open for you, too. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. For decades, one of the most frustrating, and I do mean frustrating efforts in all of television has been to get the equivalent of BET for African Americans and Univision or Telemundo for Latinos for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. We've had efforts like Mnet, AZN and others, and now, maybe, just maybe at long last, we finally have a shot at one that works. It's called Chime TV, and joining us live to talk about it is the chief executive of the service. He is also the head of the National Asian American Coalition, Faith Batista. Faith, welcome in.
Hi, this is Faith. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you calling from, Faith?
Great. You know, I'm calling from the beautiful Marina Del Rey.
In California. Well, it is great to have you. And let's get started. Tell us about Chime TV and how long you and your coalition has been trying to make it happen.
Hi. So, Simon, Chime TV was born out of anti-Asian hate. We have not launched yet. We're trying to launch this end of this year. But Chime TV is to educate, empower, inform, inspire the Asian and non-Asian, the beauty of the excellence of Asian community.
In fact, when you were here, along with people from your coalition in Chinatown a week ago, you stressed that this was going to be a service dealing with, as you call it, Asian love. How do you define it, and how do you showcase it on a network like this?
Thank you for that question. You know, Asian has so much compassion, right? Asians are forgiving. Asians have a lot of love, but sometimes they don't know how to show more of that love because maybe of fear and their experience of brutality, of discrimination. But if you get that thing out of them, that love, they can do more, not only for themselves and for their family, but for the whole community. And Asian love, to me, has been suppressed. And, you know, with the discrimination that everybody's been feeling, and this is not just this pandemic, right? It even happened before, but of course it added more when the coronavirus happened. We don't want to stop, you know, we don't want to blame, we don't want to look back from behind, we want to look forward. So Asian love is not just for Asian, but I said this before, the main ingredients of being good is love. Without love, how can we get over the victim mentality? How can we forgive people when we do not have that love?
What is interesting about your service is that it is trying to get off the ground at an incredible time for Asian Americans in television, where we are seeing more shows produced by, written by, directed by, starring Asian American Pacific Islanders, whether it is Kung Fu on the CW, whether it's Pachinko on Apple TV, which a lot of people think may be up for some Emmy Awards in the next few months, and maybe a Peabody Award next year. We have producers like Georgia Lee, who is doing a show for Netflix here in New York City. She's also has a major program development deal with them. She's also working on a writer's collective to try to get more people of color, including Asian Americans, to produce shows. So it seems that the timing couldn't be better, and I'm curious whether you're starting to hear from some of those talents saying, hey, we'd like to work with you. We'd like to take some of our ideas and see if we can use them for your network.
You know, Simon, when we put this out February of this year, everyone that we talk to, all excitement. It's like, it's about time. Like you said, it cannot be a better, perfect timing. So this Chime TV is going to show the best of Asians, from actors, actress, writers, directors, time, that when they turn on the television, they will see all Asian. It's not going to be the supporting actor or actresses or someone just serving the drinks or someone cleaning, but will finally be the doctor, the dentist, the nurses, the dean, the CEO. And I, like I said, I've gone all over the country, in New York, and New York is just a great state. And, you know, being New York is one of the second largest Asian population. You said, you know, you see their excitement. Like, wow, it's finally happening. And they have, like, goosebumps. How can we help? How can I contribute? How can I be part of it? And this is the beginning of putting together all the sub-ethnic groups. And this is, I think, one of the problem also in the Asian community, though we represent 7.2 or some population in this country, there's so many sub-ethnic groups, right? The radio, if you want to reach the Korean, the Japanese, the Hmong, the Vietnamese, the Filipino, you have to go to different areas. Now you have one platform that we can bind together, that we all can relate to each other. And everyone now will look at us, these are beautiful Asians. You know, the so many languages, right? There are 43 Asian countries, and we speak over 1,000 languages. But this Chime TV, we can now all relate to each other. We can now each other. And the excitement, like the people, you know, the people who's been trying to do this for a long time, come to Chime TV. We'll give you an opportunity. As a community-led leader, this is all about empowering Asians, non-Asians, and collaborating among each other, right? From different nonprofit organizations, sharing each other, the Southeast Asian, the Korean, the Chinese, the Chinatown. How can we be holding hands together that anybody that can come in, there will be resources for them? And this is what, to me, what's needed is sharing that services, that products that can help them change their lives.
Before going forward, have you heard from some of the Asian American entertainment organizations like CAPE, the Coalition for Asian Pacific and Entertainment, that has been doing,
yes,
for example, work with the Blacklist, the organization that showcases scripts of not only movies but TV series pilots? CAPE has been doing work with them. Sundance Institute has been doing stuff. Other organizations like Women in Film, to both organizations dealing specifically with the Asian American community and those with general entertainment, to perhaps collaborate with them, because you mentioned that word, on projects, or at least in terms of information sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Asian film festivals, right? There are so many,
mm-hmm,
Asian film festivals happening everywhere. There's so many press media organizations everywhere. My goal here is to, like, all of us in one room, in one conference, sharing that resources. We have to stop being, you know, so fragmented.
You're hearing Faith Batista. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Chime TV, the new programming service aimed at Asian Americans and the rest of us that expects to go on the air before the end of this year. And by the way, they already have an affiliate deal. Charter Communications, one of the top cable operators in the country, some of you know, is a Spectrum. They're going to be affiliating with Chime TV and presenting to their cable subscribers here in New York, Los Angeles, and other markets around the country. Faith joins us live from Marina Del Rey, California, this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy Year Aboard, wherever you are on this Friday afternoon, getting ready for a terrific weekend. Tom Alvin with you live from the Big Apple, where it is now 68 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or comment for our guest? Make a phone call and get heard, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Don't forget, we're not on Monday, which we normally would be because of the big upfront event happening here in the Big Apple in person for the first time in 3 years. But our next episode will be on Thursday, and among our guests, we'll have the person at Roku who's going to supervise the effort to encourage you to shop for products and services for your television set without having to use a smartphone or a Q code. Her name is Christina Shepherd. She is Roku's head of agency partnerships, and she's with us live and exclusive to talk all about what Roku's going to be doing for you starting this summer. That's right here, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, next Thursday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. By the way, our other cable operators and smart TV set makers, product makers, are they joining Charter in getting your network distributed? Dave, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
I was asking whether or not since the Charter announcement last Friday, whether other cable operators or smart TV set makers, device makers, multi-channel bundles have come through saying, we're going to take your network.
Yes, thank you for asking. We're in the talks right now with DirecTV, Comcast, Cox, Verizon Fios. So I would not be surprised if we're going to be in all cable companies. Like I said, we're filling the gap. So this Chime TV should be the channel if you want to know about the beauty of Asians, where to go in Asian, where to retire, the food. And this is what I'm also asking, you know, everyone loves Chinese food, sushi, right? I mean, Vietnamese food, Filipino food. We need to make them love the people behind that dish. So I'm really looking forward to all the cable companies to carry us.
Hey, you can do a lot of shows about the food scene here in the Big Apple when it comes to Asian, or with Vietnamese or Chinatown or Flushing,
yeah,
or Koreatown. A lot of good places, a lot of great cuisine throughout the scene.
Right, yes. I mean, and they're really, really good too. I mean, none of them are as healthy, but it's good. You know, they say that everything is, when it's good, it's not healthy for you. But there's another thing that I think this food cooking, that we can educate our own people. What are the good food that you should be eating, right? I mean, diabetes, cholesterol were prominent on that for Asian. I think this would be a way to educate them what are the ingredients they should be using and to be a healthier person.
You know, it's interesting because at the start of the year, we had Jane Bellis Mitchell, the former Channel 2 correspondent. She now runs a service called Unchained TV, which is all about the vegan lifestyle. And I was thinking about her because she was on the show and really terrific. And by the way, Unchained TV is doing very, very well. They're increasing their distribution. They're increasing their viewership all over the place. And we're starting to see even some efforts in terms of vegan, in terms of Asian food. For example, Panda Express, wonderful chain by the Southern McDonald's of Chinese food. Love their orange chicken. They are now apparently in a lot of stores doing vegan orange chicken, or serving, not stores, they say restaurants. They're serving vegan orange chicken, which I hear is really good.
Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine? And another thing also is because restaurants have been hurt a lot, right, especially our mom and pop Asian stores, grocery stores. And we hope that with the advocacy that we do, we can help the supply chain. So, you know, five more restaurant owners that can buy the ingredients in a bulk, the prices will be cheaper. And these are the things that their show will be able to help small businesses. We're known to be entrepreneur. If you look at everywhere, right, I mean, we come to the United States to gain wealth, to have a piece of America, and Asians, I mean, the Korean, the Vietnamese, look at all the salon stores. And but now it's hard just for the labor and the supply chain. So we hope that, you know, this show can help them with access to capital and then access to contracts also.
Since you raised the issue, how is your network being funded? What are you are you getting venture capital money? Are you using blockchain as our guest did in the last half hour with Blockboard?
Yeah.
How are you getting the network funded to the extent you can do a lot of original programming?
Yeah. So it will be more through ads. And do you know that as many Asian populations here, the dollar, the procurement spent on Asian media is below 1%. So, and, you know, I don't blame them because they do not know where to go. But this time TV, no more reasoning that, oh, we don't know where to place the ad. But a lot of the major corporations that embrace diversity, inclusion, and supplier diversity, they can place an ad to Chime TV and also education, right? You know, the Federal Trade Commission, for example, or the FCC that are very mindful of the fraud out there, that this is a platform for people to complain and send their complaint, and we will guide them the right website and how to file the complaint. So those are the things that we want, corporations that defrauded consumers, that they can place an ad with us and educate these people that they will not be defrauded again. And also, like I said, when I was talking to a lot of the investors about this, they're really opening the wallet, you know, how can we invest? So we might do crowdfunding, but right now we're good in the investors. And I mean, when I'm saying good, we're okay for the first year. You always need more investment later on. But this is a need, and I would think that, if you want this to be successful, we should also put our money where our mouth is.
What's been the reaction, Faith, from advertisers so far?
Oh, you know, Simon, it's great. It's really great. I mean, I just can't mention the names, but even though we don't have it yet, they're already are excited and committed that once it's out, we will place an ad. Because it's a place that they can place an ad, right? I mean, they have billions of dollars in advertising, billions. And if they don't place an ad on Chime TV, I mean, I think I have a problem with that, especially when you're going to be in 41 states just for New York City alone, you know, the population of Asian in there. And if you want to reach to Asian, and you know, we're highest household, right? The money that we spend, especially on the designers, I mean, all the way to Target, we're there. And they should give back to the community. And if they want to increase their market, they will place on Chime TV. I'm so confident with that. It's a matter of just letting them know that exists. But of course, our content must be very, very good also. And we want to share stories. We want to share your story. So if anybody out there that has been writing or dying to put their ideas out, please let us know. We have our website now. It's a brand new website. So chimetv.co. Again, chimetv.co. You can send your information there and connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook, Faith Bautista, and give your ideas. We want stories. This is about empowering. We want to know, how did you come to the United States and the hardship that you've endured? And the idea is, if you work hard, you have good ethics, you study, and, you know, you don't disobey the laws, you will have a great opportunity in this country.
And we're talking by stories, both scripted and unscripted, or even semi-scripted.
What I both, right? We want scripted also, and also there. Every one of us has got to have a very good life story. You know, your experiences and who mentored you. And how did you come here? And what happened when you went to school? What happened when you came into a new corporation? How were you treated? And how you battled that? How you fought that? You know, those kinds of things. And the contribution, right, from the Japanese to Chinese inclusion, to Filipino farm workers, and even the Vietnamese, you know. I mean, Vietnamese is the highest household. They're the one that buys the house, houses the most. How did that come about? I mean, those kinds of stories, that it will empower others, that if you can do it, I can do it too.
By the way, one subject I hope not just as it appears to the Asian American community in New York, but also over the country, is the fact that you're now seeing more Asian Americans do ballroom dancing, Argentine tango, modern dance, appear on Broadway, artists, painter, you know, and so on and so forth. It really is amazing. But you got to know the ballroom dance community. And by the way, shout out to Dancing Classrooms for a fantastic Manhattan Ball return last night at Edison Ballroom. It was an amazing event. It was there. Everyone danced the night away. It was just absolutely marvelous. Congratulations to Nancy Claver, the executive director, and all the people at Dancing Classrooms for a marvelous event. Yes, ballroom dancing and dance is back in the Big Apple. So hopefully that becomes a story. Before we go, Faith, I asked this among our other guests earlier today. What is driving you to do this? I have to think this is like the biggest project you have put on in your life. What's it been like for you to put this channel together?
You know, I was angry when I saw this lady pushed and robbed. And, you know, when my mother migrated here, you know, she's 4'10" and waiting in a bus with bags. And it just reminded me the sacrifices of us to support the family in their native land. And when I was seeing more and more of this, I was really angry. You know, it cannot be. It's okay that I will be discriminated because I can fight. And I cried my eyes out. And when I came to this country, I was working in all white environment, and nobody wants to talk to me because I don't know how to speak English well. But I learned how to speak English. I did everything I could by watching soap opera and went to all the leadership training. So I was able to endure that. But seeing more of this, and I know I can do something about it, I said, I will do something about it. And that was when I asked Charter Communications, can you give us a chance to have our own channel so we can be heard, so we can have a platform? And thank you to Charter Communications. They gave us a package, the select package, that we will be in almost household where Charter is. So I will continue what I'm doing. And I said this when we launched in Chinatown, that this is not about being in a red carpet or being a bling bling, all those things.
This is about letting everyone know that every lives matter, including Asians.
The name of the service is Chime TV, and it will be premiering later this year, second half of the year, on Charter Communications at Spectrum Cable Systems in New York, LA, and around the country, also in other places too, and hopefully also as well on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles. More details about the service online, here's where you go. It's a brand new site, chimetv.co. It's Chime TV, all one phrase, chimetv.co. Chime TV, coming hopefully to a TV set near you before the end of this year. Faith Batista, the chief executive of Chime TV, also has the National Asian American Coalition, which, by the way, if you want to find out more about what they're doing, www.naac.org. That's www.naac.org. Thank you again for joining us. Have a great, great rest of the weekend, and also the very, very best games off the ground, and we'd love to have you back along with some of your show producers and creators when you're ready to go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. We appreciate you too, Faith, and all of our guests today as well. Take care. Have a great, great rest of your weekend. Faith Batista from Chime TV joining us live from Marina Del Rey, California. Very quickly, our takeaway of the week, the development that came out this week that we think you should take away from is a major thing for TV around. And it took place from Series Fest in Denver, and it took place with an appearance by somebody from Google, the head of content and entertainment partnership. Now, why is this person there? It's by the fact that YouTube, Google's famous video venture, has said for the last 2 years, we're out of the scripted TV business. Well, here's why. During a session, this person said, we are actually going to launch a pipeline for new scripted television series, particularly representing underrepresented people of color and other groups, produced, written, directed, et cetera, starring them, and we will get them to you, the viewer. That's right, you, the viewer. We are trying to find out, by the way, about this situation, and we have invited Series Fest to have this person on our show. If this is correct, that Google is forming this pipeline, it is a major transformation of their philosophy from what they've been talking about the last year or two, which is basically we are out with YouTube of the scripted TV business. Stay tuned for more details. Thank you for everybody who tuned in the program today. Once again, we're not with you on Monday. We're back Thursday and Friday next week. On Thursday, Christina Shepherd, the head of agency partnerships at Roku. And on Friday, one of the key people who put syndication on the map, senior advisor of the Halicon Studios and Tribute to the Soul Entertainment, Michael J. Solomon. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up in this, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and go to our brand new website, tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. Remember, love to hear from you, so find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, however you communicate. We want to hear back from you, and we do respond because what you say matters. Of course, you can also email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not to those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toews, B-Charge General Manager, Jay Sonberg is Head of Content. Our website is provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitar Fakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow we tell about sponsored by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free book or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Mwah. Happy birthday, Gary, my wonderful brother. Love you always and forever. We are back on Thursday. That's right, Thursday. BTV Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you do to you now and then, make it safe and great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.